Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is a 12 days of the Comic Source episode. And in this one, I'm going to be counting down my favorite covers. Well, I guess I shouldn't say counting down because I'm not going to do them in any particular order. But I just decided that I think it would be pretty fun to just name off some of my favorite covers from certain series. So I'm mostly going to go with covers that I actually own. There are a few exceptions to that, possibly. If I'm aware of the cover or super iconic, I don't actually own it. But certainly these are long-running series I decided to do. And they're going to be some pretty iconic covers or covers that I'm aware of. Obviously, some of these series, you know, like Action Comics, for example, it's 1,000 issues, so I may not have looked at every single cover. So anyway, I'm going to kick it off with Iron Man. And this is one where, I don't know, I guess just based on when my favorite era of Iron Man is, most of these covers are all from the original Iron Man series. So we're talking, you know, from the 80s, pretty much all these covers are from the 80s, with the exception of one. But anyway, in no particular order, here are my favorite Iron Man covers. Starting with number 126, the cover is by John Romita Jr. And this is really interesting because, you know, normally I don't care for John Romita Jr.'s art. It's so blocky and stylized. And I've talked about how terrible it is on Superman lately. But going back to when he first broke in, this is what I'm talking about, where his style was so much more different than. This is from 1979. It's a pretty famous cover. It's got Iron Man posing, you know, Tony Stark. He's fully dressed in the armor. He's making a really cool, strong pose. And then there are some insets on the side where we see him actually putting on the armor. So it used to be, you know, this was sort of canon. The way it worked is he'd put on the glove or the gauntlet, and then the sleeve would come out of the glove and it would attach up at his chest piece, which he wore under his shirt all the time. And then same thing with the boot. Like, he'd put the boot on and it would slide up, you know, the actual leg, the yellow or gold part would slide up. So you see him doing that. Again, it's just a really fun cover, really iconic. Again, I'll put all these covers in the show notes so everybody can see, but I'll start there. And then my next favorite cover is from number 152. This one's by Bob Layton. And this goes back to the idea of, you know, Tony Stark was an engineer. So when he needed to solve a problem, what would he do? He would go and build a new different kind of armor that would solve the problem, that would help, you know, get him down the path of whatever he needed to do. So this one actually has a photo of background. You know, it's actually a photograph. And then Bob Layton's drawing is, you know, superimposed over that, and it's stealth armor. And we get a little blurb saying, don't miss Shellhead's new stealth armor. And it's black, which, you know, in comics at that time meant it was actually this dark blue. And it just looks really cool with the art sitting on top of the photograph and stealth armor. I mean, who doesn't like stealth kind of stuff? So again, something that is very much of the era, right? 1981 is this cover. So that's another one of my favorite Iron Man covers. Next up is number 182. This one's by Luke McDonnell. I've talked about this cover a lot on the podcast before. It's Tony Stark. He's kind of sitting in this blizzard back up against a wall outside. I don't know if it's an alley or just like an alcove in New York. And all he's wearing is a suit and a shirt. You know, he doesn't really have a big jacket. You know, he's not in his Iron Man armor, nothing like that. But the cover draws you in because it says in the wall behind him, in the morning, Tony Stark will be sober or dead. And this issue 182 is really when Tony Stark kind of hit his rock bottom. When you talk about the second time he got kind of in, just let his alcoholism take over. And it's a very poignant issue, very important issue. And I mean, you look at that cover, there's nothing heroic about it, right? It's about struggling with addiction, and it's just brutal. I remember it really, you know, impacting me at the time, seeing it and going, man, this is one of those covers that just pulls you in. Like, wait, what is going on in the story? Like, what do you mean Tony Stark's going to be dead? Like, you want, it makes you want to read the story, which is what a cover should do for a comic. So that definitely had to make my list. And then the next one I'll mention is issue 200 from Mark Bright. And this is, of course, a very famous issue. The first of the Silver Centurion armor, as they call it, red and silver instead of red and gold. I know a lot of people dislike this armor. I personally love it. I think it's just fun. You know, even though the head is a little more robotic, you know, there's not much of a neck, and it had the big wide shoulder pads, I guess you'd call them. Very 80s in that look, but it was something so different, such a different departure from what came before, and I liked it. We got a different logo, and it was really a sort of a new era, and so this cover did a great job of showing that armor in action against Ironmonger, who, you know, Obadiah Stane, who, if you've seen the Robert Downey Jr. movie, the dynamic's a little different, but it is that same kind of thing, that giant warmonger or ironmonger armor where, you know, he's so much larger than Tony. So, yeah, this culminated in this battle between the two of them and their massive armors that had started like way back in like 145. So very iconic cover. And the first time we see the Silver Centurion armor, so definitely sticks out in my mind. Kind of defines the era. And then the last cover, it's this. So this is the one that's actually from the most recent, or I guess the second to most recent, because the most recent series is the one by Christopher Cantwell. But this is from the previous one, the Dan Slott series. It's Tony Stark Iron Man number 8. I've talked about this cover before as well on the podcast. I think I gave it my favorite cover of the year for the year that it came out. It's by Alexander Lozano. And I think this one came out in 2018, but you know, to go back to that idea of Tony always struggling with addiction and drinking, there's basically this this bucket, this rocks glass, where we see some sort of brown liquid and we see ice cubes and we see Iron Man in the drink, like in that alcoholic drink, and he's sort of swimming in it, and his armor looks to be kind of melting into the ice or the drink a little bit. And it's just a very powerful image. I mean, obviously if you've read the story, you know that they didn't go back to that old plot point of Tony being an alcoholic, but they sort of did. Dan Slott did it in a clever way so that he was able to address it as a weakness of Tony, but not go down that path that's been, you know, trod on plenty of times before. But it's just another one of those very striking covers where you look at it and you're immediately pulled in. You know, the background, every other part of the cover is just white. It's just negative space except for the glass with Tony in it. So it's probably one of my favorite covers in recent memory. So I had to give that a shout out as well. The one cover that's not, from the first series, and that kind of 150 to 250 range, where it's just my wheelhouse of favorite Iron Man stories. So I could have picked a lot more from that era. There's some great ones when Rhodey was in the armor as well, but I wanted to limit it to 5 as much as I could. Some of these I wasn't able to pare down, and you'll hear about that. So anyway, that's going to do it for this episode. Those are 5 of my favorite Iron Man covers. Be sure you reach out on social media. Let me know what some of your covers are. And that's going to do it for this episode. We'll talk to you next time.
You can find the Comic Source Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, or whichever podcasting app you prefer. Please tell all your friends about us, subscribe, and rate us. The ratings really help with our visibility and our ability to reach new listeners, especially 5-star reviews on Apple. Also, be sure to visit us at lrmonline.com to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover all our other great pop culture content. If you want to email us, the email address is thecomicsourceblog@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/thecomicsource. Do a search for The Comic Source on Facebook and Instagram to follow us on those social platforms. All 3 spots are great places to find out when we release new episodes, as well as follow all our convention coverage. So once again, we want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.